The Congressional Black Caucus invited civil rights activists, counterterrorism expert Malcolm Nance, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to the emergency meeting. They all agreed that President Trump incited the riots at the Capitol on January 6th by stoking the flames of white supremacy. Here's Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas.
On January 6th, the chief insurrectionist, who will be impeached today, spoke for an hour to throngs of insurrectionists in a rally. His words were, "We're going to walk down to the Capitol." And his final words were, "Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong."
Civil rights activist and Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza says this insurrection is part of a long legacy of silencing Black voters.
"The insurrection at the United States Capitol building this week laid bare what too many of us have been warning about for years, that white supremacy is not only bad for America's health, and yet it is too often the engine that drives the rules that organize our lives. White supremacy and white nationalism is fueled by an anger at the power that Black communities build and wield, especially when it comes to elections. The president and his followers intend to invalidate the results of the last two elections, which is a blatant attempt to neutralize the power of Black voters to change the rules that have been rigged against our communities for generations."
Members of the Congressional Black Caucus said racist slurs were hurled at Black Capitol Police officers as they tried to keep rioters at bay. They said signs and symbols of white supremacy were proudly displayed during the riot. Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina says no symbol was more potent than the Confederate flag waving over the mob.
"We saw last Wednesday mob violence coming to the capital of the East United States. We saw them waving flags of resistance. Among them, that flag that is commonly called the Confederate Club flag. Let me remind you, that is not the Confederate flag. It was never the Confederate flag. I have been resisting it being called out all of these years. That's the flag of white supremacy."
At the meeting, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser made the case for D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton's D.C. statehood bill, which she said would allow the Capitol to better protect itself.
"Again, I'm calling on Congress to immediately transfer command of the D.C. National Guard from the president and put it squarely under the command and control of the mayor of Washington, D.C., and to ultimately fix the unworkable status of federal interference and control over matters in the district. We must get Congresswoman Norton's D.C. statehood bill, H.R. 51, passed and on the president's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress."
Mayor Bowser also called on the Joint Terrorism Task Force to investigate rioters who destroyed government property and called on Congress to create a nonpartisan commission that would investigate security failures at the Capitol. Activist Alicia Garza suggested that Congress collect more data on white nationalism and domestic terrorism. She also requested Congress work to root out white supremacists in law enforcement, and she called for greater transparency on data collection from the Federal Office of Civil Rights. Caucus Chairwoman Joyce Beatty, a Democrat from Ohio, wrapped things up by promising that Congress would fulfill its duty by voting to impeach President Trump and would unveil their plans for further action soon.
"We will go to the United States House floor and we will vote to impeach Donald Trump. We will continue to report out to you on all of our findings. We will tell you our next steps. And we also want you to stay tuned because we will be rolling out our first 100 days from the Congressional Black Caucus, the conscience of the Congress."
In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA.